We bring now to these microphones David James. Dave is involved in doing research. He is an author. He travels all over the world. In fact, I started to say country, but all over the world, teaching the Word of God in Bible institutes and, of course, in churches as well. He's available to come to your church. And if you're interested, why don't you call our toll-free number, 877-674-3298. Talk to Jody, and she'll help you find out how, if indeed, David can come and speak at your church. Well, David James Reports looks at the issues that the body of Christ, the church today, needs to understand in light of the biblical principles that we have available to us to study on these particular issues. We're going to be talking about something I think is pretty interesting. There has been some journalistic information coming from some of the news sites that we always visit about impending Vatican disclosure concerning alien life out there. Also talking about the Nephilim and UFOs, and do they relate to end time events or eschatology? That's the subject we want to broach this week with David. And David, there are reports over the last couple of months concerning the Vatican's research into extraterrestrial contact, with some claiming a disclosure of a contact being very imminent. What's your thoughts and what do you know about this?
Well, it's very true. We're hearing more and more about this, and it's coming from more and more quarters, not just the Vatican, but people talking about government, potential impending government disclosures as well. It seems that something is happening. The world is being prepared for the disclosure, the reality of aliens, or what they would call aliens, by the world's main religion, at least Roman Catholicism and world governments. There are reports of increased numbers of sightings that seem to ramp up monthly. There are increasing claims of alien abductions, some of the things that would be called close encounters of the third and fourth. There are a lot of people who believe these things are very real and that we may have reached sort of a tipping point.
Well, I know there are many reports out there in the media about alien creatures and the possibility, as there are many nations, in fact, searching to see if there is some type of life in outer space, alien types of creatures, whatever that may be. In March, NASA met with the directory of the Vatican Observatory, and this is probably continuing research on this issue. What do you know about that?
That's right. That particular conference was entitled The Search for Life Beyond the Solar System, Exoplanets, Biosignatures, and Instruments. So apparently these things are ramping up and being taken more seriously. So we don't know what this might mean. What we do know from past history is that whatever is being made public is usually several generations behind the reality of what governments know, or at least think they know. So what is actually going on behind the scenes at this point is anyone's guess.
Well, I understand there's speculation. Now, let me say that word again, speculation, that new evidence may prove the Vatican is hiding actual aliens from the public. That sounds like some science fiction thought or book or movie. What do you think?
Yes, it does, and it's coming from odd places. For example, back in April, a man named Bill Donahue, he is the president of the Catholic League for Religious and Civil Rights. He made a statement on a program, a TV program, that new evidence may prove the Vatican is hiding actual aliens from the public. Whatever's going on, whatever the speculation is, whatever the truth is behind the speculation, something seems to be happening.
Well, I'm not asking a question now about the validity of Catholic theology. Here's my question. Does Catholic theology open up itself to alien life in the universe? Is that a possibility according to their theology?
Well, it absolutely does. As you know, I've studied Catholic theology and taught it for the last 30 years. They're very open to theistic evolution. They would not hold to the historicity of the first 11 chapters of Genesis and would hold to a theistic evolution. And in fact, on that program that Donahue was on, the priest who directs the Vatican Observatory made a comment, something about the universe is so huge, it would be possible that life could evolve the way we know it on the Earth. And then in May, Pope Francis made a comment concerning that if aliens arrived wanting to be baptized, what should they do? And the conclusion was that there should be no hindrance. And then even back in 2008, going back to the director of the Vatican Observatory, he made a comment that says the alien is our brother. Well, that raises all kinds of theological questions about their souls, their spiritual condition, being created in the image of God. I mean, these are just huge, vast speculations and taking these things that are so far beyond the biblical record that there's really no way to reconcile them.
David, you sent me a report from 1998 that claims that, I can hardly even say it, elongated skulls with small faces have been found under the Vatican Library. I mean, is that real? I mean, are they telling this truthfully?
Well, you know, it's hard to separate fact from fiction. You know, this matter of disinformation, which is certainly a tool of the enemy, whether they be national enemies or our ultimate spiritual enemy, disinformation is a powerful tool. But in that report, they made the comment that there are 52 miles of shelves, evidence in the Vatican secret archives, and there are 32,000 archived items in there. And apparently within those are some skulls that have been discovered that are elongated and have faces that are typical to some skulls that have been found elsewhere in the world.
Now here's another report that you sent to me, a result of your research, another group also making claims about coming alien encounters because of the finding of these elongated skulls. What about that?
Here's the thing. It's not just the Vatican. There is another group of men, I would say spearheaded by a man named L.A. Marzulli, who is the lead researcher and promoter of what he believes are coming alien encounters. Now, he believes that these aliens are actually fallen angels or Nephilim, and we'll get into that in just a moment, but that there are many people getting in on this bandwagon. Tom Horn, Chris Putnam, Gary Stearman, Doug Hamm, many, many people, they're having these huge conferences. I just watched an hour-long documentary on this whole issue concerning L.A. Marzulli's trips to Peru to study the Paracas people, who are known to have practiced head cradle boarding, which produces these elongated heads. But he is convinced that some of this is not due to cradle headboarding, but to genetics that are a result of things that go clear back to Genesis 6.
Well, then, if you're talking about Genesis chapter 6 and the claims of alien encounters, there are some who are saying these skulls somehow are tied to the events of Genesis 6, where we see cohabitation between evil angels and human women, which was then the result that led to the flood and the Lord wiping out all of humankind except for 8 souls who had not been basically touched with this evil angelic activity. How does it all connect?
Well, to be honest with you, it gets all very complicated and quite murky because the biblical record is relatively sparse. It just leaves us with a few things. For example, the sons of God went into the daughters of men, and there were Nephilim in those days, which can be translated as giants, and some interpret to be the actual physical offspring of the fallen angels cohabiting with women. The problem is that these men are trying to connect the dots between Genesis 6 and then later cultures, the cultures of the Peruvians, the Mayans, the Egyptians, the Babylonians, the ancient Greeks, and they're saying that things that happened in these later cultures are parallel to what happened in Genesis 6. And furthermore, they're going beyond the text in Genesis 6, relying on extra-biblical information like the Book of Enoch, the apocryphal Book of Enoch, and saying that this would involve not just cohabitation, but DNA manipulation and experimentation and abduction and the manipulation of creating new beings, cross hybrids between animals and people, things like Nimrod being a chimera, which is a cross between an angel, a human, and an animal. I mean, just going off completely unbiblical tangents with these, which gets us so far from the biblical text that we just really have no way to know or even suspect how close we are to the truth.
Well, you know, often quoted by some of these characters, and I'd have to talk about them that way, they have involved themselves in the postmodern paradigm of teaching prophecy. Postmodern meaning that they don't just have the Bible for their final word, final authority, but they go outside the Bible to other sources. But they then come back to the Bible and talk about in Matthew 24:37, where it's talking about as it was in the days of Noah, just prior to the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, this type of thing's going to happen. And the Nephilim were supposedly going to come back on board. And I guess they're thinking about co-inhabitation of that same type of event that happened in Genesis 6. That's totally biblically impossible before the rapture of the church. Would you not say, David?
Yes, I agree 100%. And I have to say that I think this is one of the most frustrating parts of what they do, is that they grab a piece of scripture and they put a twist on it that at first glance sounds like they're being biblical, but a little closer look, which most people unfortunately don't do, they don't realize that they've just completely changed the meaning of the text. So, for example, where Jesus says in Matthew 24:37 about it being as it was in the days of Noah, his reference and the point that he's making is that people will be going on as usual with complete disregard for the warnings of God that impending judgment is coming, and they're just going to continue on with their partying and life as usual, and they will be caught unawares just like the people in Noah's days were when the rains of the flood came. It has nothing to do with this cohabitation or whatever was going on between the fallen angels. And we know this because we also read in the book of Jude that the angels that were involved in whatever was going in Genesis 6 are currently reserved under eternal chains of darkness until their ultimate judgment. So there's no way that they would be released now to be involved with that aspect of whatever was going on back in Noah's day. So they're terribly twisting the Word of God.
Terribly twisting the Word of God is right on, because that is what is happening today as we look at this whole situation. I've just got a feeling, David, we may get some response from some of this from our listeners. I think we'll have to have another discussion, deeper involvement in our study and research on the situation. I think it'll probably be good for us. But I'm glad we could get the conversation started, because we needed to have this conversation. Very important information you're bringing to the table, David. Thank you for assisting us in looking at this particular issue at this time in history, so appropriate in light of the prophetic significance of Matthew chapter 24. We'll either talk about this or another issue next week, David. Looking forward to it. Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome. Looking forward to it.